Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Commissioners will meet tonight with several financial, public safety, and development issues on the agenda. Commissioners will hold a workshop starting at 6, followed by the regular monthly meeting at 7, both at the Dade County Administrative Building. The workshop includes an update on construction of the new Dade County Elections Building, along with an appearance by Tax Commissioner Angie Galloway. Chief Deputy Tommy Bradford is scheduled to discuss a school resource officer agreement. Commissioners will also consider an Appalachian Regional Commission grant through the Inspire Initiative, an agreement involving a grant from the Center for Rural Prosperity and Innovation and an amendment to the county's fiscal year 2026 budget. Glass recycling is also on the agenda. During the regular meeting, commissioners will hear district reports, an executive update from Chairman Don Townsend, and the county's monthly financial reports. A copy of the complete agenda for tonight's meeting is available now at discoverdade.com. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help identifying a driver accused of damaging several grave sites at a Crossville, Alabama cemetery. Investigators say the incident happened Monday evening at Marvin Church Cemetery. That's near Highway 68 and County Road 384. Multiple family grave markers and grave sites were heavily damaged. Deputies are investigating the incident as criminal mischief and desecration of a grave. The vehicle involved is believed to be a dark-colored 2011 to 2019 Chevy Cruze. Investigators say it should have noticeable damage to the driver's side front fender and bumper. Anybody with information asked to contact the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, 256-845-3801. The U.S. Postal Service is planning a temporary price increase for some package shipments that during the upcoming holiday season. USPS has filed the proposed rates with the Postal Regulatory Commission as it prepares for the annual increase in holiday package volume. If approved, the higher prices begin October 4th and remain in effect through January 17th, 2027. The temporary increases would affect Priority Mail Express, Priority Mail, USPS Ground Advantage, and Parcel Select domestic packages. Depending on package weight and distance, some retail Priority Mail and Ground Advantage shipments should increase anywhere from about 50 cents to $3.90, with larger increases possible on longer distance packages. USPS says the temporary rates are intended to help cover additional handling costs during the busy holiday shopping season. Data centers are emerging as an issue in the race for Georgia's 14th congressional district. That's where Republican Congressman Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris meet again in November. Fuller says he would only advocate for data center development when it benefits Americans and says residential energy rates should not increase because of the facilities. Harris says data centers need what he calls guardrails and that local residents should have a voice in their development. Harris also called for a one-year statewide pause on new data center development. The issue has received increased attention across Northwest Georgia. Floyd County enacted a temporary moratorium on additional data center development earlier this year. Walker County has also placed a moratorium on new data centers as local officials study potential regulations. Both candidates have appearances scheduled across Northwest Georgia during September. And unemployment rates across Southeast Tennessee improved in July. Several neighboring counties in Northwest Georgia continue to post lower rates. According to the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development, unemployment dropped in 93 of Tennessee's 95 counties during July. Locally, Marion County fell to 4%, Grundy County to 4.2%, Sequatchie County to 3.8%, Bledsoe and Hamilton counties each at 3.2%. By comparison, Northwest Georgia figures have generally been lower, with Dade, Walker, Gordon, and Catoosa counties among the region's low unemployment counties. Georgia's statewide unemployment rate at 3.3% back in July. Alabama's at 3.4%, also below several of the Southeast Tennessee county rates. Overall, Tennessee officials say 89 of the state's 95 counties now have an unemployment rate below 5%. In sports, after splitting the two-game midweek series with the Washington Nationals, the Atlanta Braves are packing up and heading for Philadelphia for a four-game weekend series. It is a National League East showdown as the Braves enter the series with a four-game lead over Philadelphia in the National League East, making it a very important late-season divisional matchup. There'll be games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a day game on Monday. With the exception of the preemption for high school sports tomorrow night, we'll have Braves coverage all weekend long here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime through our website at discoverday.com and here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.